what the fear, what it does for you. It puts you in a place where you're not free to do what you desire to do. It controls you. It dictates to you how you act, how you feel. Sickness says you feel bad. Poverty says you'll never have nothing. Hello? Amen. You have to steal. It tells you because you got a poverty minded. Listen, I don't get offended. It do all kind of stuff to you. You have noticed people that don't have much. If you don't watch it, then though they have much, if you don't get it under control, that's what it does to you. It'll make you eat too much. Make you try to eat everything up today because you may not have nothing tomorrow. Hello? Hello? So who has delivered us? I remember when I was a teenager. And I was fascinated by the fact that you could suck a cigarette in your, pull on and get that smoke in your mouth. And it fascinated me to see it come out of my nose. Boy, it's amazing what stuff do to people. And I didn't know that stuff was addicting. I was just fascinated by the fact that you could suck that stuff in your mouth and blow it out your nose. And I got addicted to it. Smoked all the way rest of the time through high school till I went into the Army. Smoked all the way till I got out of the Army. And that was 1969, August, last of August. I'll never forget it. And the Spirit of the Lord, somebody spoke to me. Had to be him. The devil wouldn't have told me that. And that I need to do something with that cigarette. And the guy that I heard before I went to Vietnam, I heard him preach on the radio. If he didn't do anything else, that one thing he said had an impact on my life. He said his name was Parson Hurst. I believe some of you may have heard of him. He said, Jimmy, he didn't say Jimmy, he said to the person or to the audience he was speaking to, if God had wanted you to smoke, he would have put a chimney on top of your head. And it came back up to me. And after all those years, it came back up. And I said, and then I said, I'm going to put this down. And I didn't know what I was doing. Altogether, all I know, I wanted to get rid of this cigarette. And so I went round the house with my cousin. I was working for him. I was his helper. I hadn't been working for him long, about 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month. I don't know. It wasn't long. I went round the house and I had that cigarette in my hand. I held it up to him. I said, you see this cigarette? Hey, listen. You see this cigarette? I said, this is the last cigarette I ever smoked. Then I had some friends, and some of you know them, and we used to sing together and hunt together. And this friend had a wife that smoked. And she would always call me Joan. Joan. She said, Joan, light me a cigarette. I said, I ain't going to do it. She said, it ain't going to hurt you to light a cigarette. I said, I ain't putting it in my mouth. She said, you ain't going to put the cigarette. I said, I won't even put a can of cigarette in my mouth. And I promise you, from that day to this day, I never put another cigarette in my mouth. And I never will. And I don't know why I'm telling that story, but let me go on. Hear what it is. God wants you free. That stuff you've been doing, your body then took over, your flesh have taken over, and it's ruling you. It drives you. But it's time for you to get delivered. God has a fresh way of living for you. You've been bound with that stuff too long. There's some of you, God, the devil tried to put some stuff on you, you won't accept it. He told me what to do. There's some of you, you're wrestling with it. If you don't be honest, I'm going to have to help you out today. I'm going to have to help you out. As the Spirit of God deal, lead me. Because I can't push nothing off on you, but I can show, lay my hands on you if you want it. And command it to leave. Amen. Because you have been made free by the blood. You've been washed. You've been cleansed. You've been justified. You've been sanctified. You've been separated. You're born again. You belong to God. Don't live like something else. Don't be like the Galatian people in chapter 3. Paul said, what's wrong with you? You know you got delivered. Now, why are you going back on the same thing? Hello? Hello? Amen. So, see, the thing about it, what we've done in some measure, we have preached the gospel in a way that God is going to get you. And that's not true. No, he's not going to get you. He'll judge you if you don't get out of that. Matter of fact, he'll judge. He's going to judge your works anyway. But he's not out to get you. He's out to help you. He sent you help. He loves you. I don't care how low you feel this morning or what you've done. God loves you. He has mercy for you. He has grace for you. He has healing for you. He has deliverance for you. He has the Holy Spirit that wants to live in you. He had the new birth for the sinner just to come and to receive it. He has peace of mind for you. Don't let the devil put nothing on you. People, what did we talk about? Somewhere we mentioned that dimension. Well, you know, you got dimension. You know, and you get ready. Especially older people, they putting it on. You ain't putting that mess on me, Satan. I have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which were also where? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself a what? But took on him what? The form of a servant. And being found in a fashion as a man, he did what? And became obedient to the cross. Wherefore God did what? Has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name. And I'm included in that name. You're included in that name. I've been made what he is. I am a member of his body. So are you. So dimension wasn't in the body. Hallelujah. I say it's not in there. Glory to God. By his stripes you were healed. Depression is not in there. Sadness and gloom and doom. Lack of job, lack of property, lack of owning stuff is not in there. He said, be fruitful. He said, multiply. Amen. He said, be prosper, increase. Beloved, I wish above all things. Is that right? That thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. His God will that every one of his children prosper, be successful in life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now I'm going